and an act required by the U.S. Constitution played out in America last night. Our first topic today is the President's State of the Union Address. The event as we know it is not spelled out in the U.S. founding document. It says the President, quote, shall from time to time give to the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall judge necessary and expedient. That's from Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. The fact that it's done in person, the fact that it's done as a speech, the fact that it's done on television, the fact that there's an official response from the opposing political party, none of that's required by the Constitution. But it is tradition dating back decades. And so it continued last night when U.S. President Donald Trump entered the House of Representatives to give his first official State of the Union address. So what topics does he judge necessary and expedient for Congress?
Tonight, I call upon all of us to set aside our differences, to seek out common ground, and to summon the unity we need to deliver for the people. This is really the key. These are the people we were elected to serve. So let's begin tonight by recognizing that the state of our union is strong because our people are strong. Since the election, we have created 2.4 million new jobs, including 200,000 new jobs in manufacturing alone. Tremendous number. After years and years of wage stagnation, we are finally seeing rising wages. We have proposed new legislation that will fix our immigration laws and support our ICE and Border Patrol agents. My duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, and their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers too. As part of our defense, we must modernize and rebuild our nuclear arsenal, hopefully never having to use it, but making it so strong and so powerful that it will deter any acts of aggression. In the past, we have foolishly released hundreds and hundreds of dangerous terrorists, only to meet them again on the battlefield. So today, I'm keeping another promise, to re-examine our military detention policy and to keep open the detention facilities in Guantanamo Bay. As long as we are proud of who we are and what we are fighting for, there is nothing we cannot achieve. As long as we have confidence in our values, faith in our citizens, and trust in our God, we will never fail. Our families will thrive. Our people will prosper. And our nation will forever be safe and strong and proud and mighty and free. Thank you, and God bless America.